Can you move to the other side, just a second? I call to order the Monday, May 21st, 2018, regular board meeting for the Westlake City School District. Roll call.
Kraft.
Here.
Lozinski.
Here.
Fanouken.
Here.
Winter.
Here.
Dr. Stoll is unavailable this evening.
If you would, join me with the Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand, place your hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. If you would, remain standing for a brief moment of silence for those that lost their lives at the Santa Fe High School in Texas. Thank you. We acknowledge our visitors. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight as we work hard to always make our district better. So thanks for joining us tonight. We are going to start off our evening with Bassett Elementary building a sense of community and responsibility.
Yes.
Let me approve the agenda first. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second. Discussion? Roll call.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
We have a hearing of the public. The first hearing of the public has to do with anything that is on our current agenda. If you would raise your hand and let us know that you want to address the board. Is there anyone that wishes to address the board on any agenda item at this time? Okay, seeing none, we will move on. Approval of the minutes. We've all had an opportunity to take a look at the minutes. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The ayes have it and the minutes are approved. And now, do we want presentation first?
Yeah. Do student recognition.
We will do that. We are going to begin with student recognition. Take your time.
I think the internet's a bit slow.
Is it
today? Yeah. Must be a new series to download and stream and watch in Westlake. Before the kids present, do you want to kind of explain the exhibition in general?
Can I do that while I'm trying to pull
this up? I think you can. Please do.
My name is Leah Burke, for those who do not know. And in fourth grade, we have a thing that we do at the end of the year called exhibition. And it's basically the culminating project of the IBPYP program that the students get involved in. And the goal of it is that the students take ownership of whatever they decide to pursue, and so each class might be pursuing something different. And this year my class has decided to pursue making and the idea of creating. So I have a couple of students here to share some of the things that they have done. A group is going to give you a little bit more of an overview, and then one of my students, is her actual action project was to come and present at the board meeting. So, and she is
Watch that cord.
Fourth graders, you want to kind of come over this way so we can see and we can turn in this way.
I
Exhibition A, thank you. A fourth grade exhibition story. Have you guys ever heard of an invention that didn't have a purpose? Well, maybe fidget spinners.
Or SpongeBob. No, that definitely had a purpose. Robotics lesson, where I could teach people about how to build a robot and give them some appreciation of building a robot and programming it. I tried to do this because I've seen that a lot of people are not really interested in technology, and so I wanted to create something that was more interactive and not just like the simple code that in Scratch that everybody gets.
But other than that, airplanes, automobiles, and even windows had a purpose.
So the same thing happened with our exhibition. It had a purpose.
With our actions, we had a purpose, like Luke as shown by our video. He wanted to show other people the art of making a robot and introducing them to different languages that I don't understand. He took action with the purpose of talking to others about robotics.
So our exhibition was to help people through making. Even our exhibition's central idea is that making can affect everyday life.
Speaking of our central idea, we had to do a lot of research, a lot. Our wonderful teacher, Miss Burke, checked out over 100 books for us to look at and research. We researched so much and it paid off.
It helped us to understand our exhibition topics so much more than we already did. An inventor would never create an invention that didn't benefit the United States or any country he lived in.
So why would we create an exhibition project with no benefits? That would be a stupid thing to do.
So why would we not have that in our exhibition?
Well, Julia sure would never.
So my exhibition action is about recycling, and I made it about recycling because I'm in a club called Earth Day Every Day, and what we do is recycle, and I really like recycling because it helps the whole Earth. You can recycle one aluminum can, and you can save so much energy and help so many people. So for my action, I made new school supplies out of old recycled materials. So I could turn an old water bottle into a new pencil pouch. And it really saved up lots of energy and time, because instead of going out in the store and looking for what you want, you can just make it at home. And it really saves a lot of energy and it helps the Earth. Thank you.
Julia made recycled materials, usually thrown away, into school supplies.
I'm a great person. She was resourceful and she took useless things and junk and turned them into useful supplies. My exhibition helped the environment and helped people. The actions we did helped benefit people and things in a lot of ways.
All inventions have an effect on people in the community, right?
If they didn't, they wouldn't be makers. They wouldn't be makers!
We didn't want people to think of us as little children.
We wanted to be seen as makers.
Layla sure wasn't just a little child. She was a premium maker.
Hi, my exhibition is about, I made a lesson about human reactions to change, and I'm teaching it to my class. The reason I did this is because I like to educate people, and I like social studies, so I combined my two favorite things and made a lesson for my exhibition. So I think really what I thought about when I made this was the effects, and how I wanted to educate people and teach people about this subject that I thought was really cool. Thanks.
Okay.
Layla wanted to show students about reacting to change, like in other people than us.
Her magical slides allowed the students to understand change and how to react to it, or in some cases, embrace it.
When Layla gave her presentation, it really helped me understand more about how people can react to change in many ways.
Yes, my plan is unfolding. We all worked very hard to make and create a meaningful exhibition.
We worked hard each day.
We struggled.
We failed.
But we kept going, and we made things that needed lots of creative thinking.
It is important to be creative and thoughtful.
And that is why we did this exhibition. We are going to give you a behind-the-scenes look at our exhibition.
These kids in the video are working hard and creating great things.
This is Layla, Julia, and we are the wonderful makers of this slide presentation, and we are here to give you a look behind the scenes of Ms. Sparks' exhibition.
So, you gotta be quiet.
Because our classmates are learning and having fun. Okay, so we have some people working over here on slides, and then so this is a book that someone's making, and then we have people working on scripts. So there's lots of things going on for our exhibition, so that's why it's so amazing, because there's so many people working really hard. So,
thank you!
Thank you, and now please welcome Annie to show us the wonderful world of greenhouses.
Hello, my name's Annie, and I will be presenting a slideshow for why I think we should include a greenhouse program in the new school.
We're waiting. Give it a moment.
Just careful of that cord behind you.
Yeah, don't bump through the cord. Just wait a second, you're all right.
It's okay.
Whoops.
Hello, my name is Annie, and I will be presenting a slideshow for why I think we should include a greenhouse program in the new school. As you can see from this photo gallery, many schools use greenhouses. Some schools use their greenhouses to produce more fresh food for their cafeterias. Others don't. But almost always we use greenhouses for educational programs. Yes, I know you've already planned on having gardens at the new school, but as I said in my letter, this type of greenhouse may have other advantages. Notice how on the first slide I said in the new school. The gardens outside are for clubs and things to do at recess, am I correct?
Yes.
So during class they may not be available, but the indoor greenhouses will be open at all times, except during other classes. In addition, the mini greenhouses could be used to teach about the environment and introduce the kids who chose not to participate in the clubs to gardening. The gardens are outdoors, so they're exposed to the weather. Likewise, the teachers and students don't have to wait for one part of the year to grow a certain plant. As the school is getting started, the students could have a phase one mini greenhouse. That way, when they've gotten the hang of it, they could enter phase two and then phase three. These are examples of possible phase one greenhouses. Maybe only a few children in the classroom could possess a mini greenhouse during phase one. And they would be like one plastic container or a small windowsill box to hold the current plants. Phase two greenhouses are like a step up from the last phase. In my mind, I thought that phase two would involve more students in the class having a greenhouse and their greenhouses being a little more sophisticated. Instead of an eeky-beaky greenhouse, your greenhouses would be something like a bit bigger windowsill box for one or two students to share, or a more organized plastic container. Phase three is much bigger than phase one. The greenhouses will take up more space, but the larger the space is, the more plants the greenhouses will hold. With these, the whole class's study projects could fit in one or two greenhouses. The only downside is that there may not be enough space in the classroom. But the commons area in the first grade house could have phase three greenhouses for the entire school community. And the first two phases may just be for third and fourth graders in their classrooms. This provides a solution for not having enough space in the class. The greenhouse sites that I found have prices within the range of $7 to $400. And since that's very broad, here is some of the sites, and then after that you can see the prices for the different phases.
So your prices in the office?
Yes. It's
Technology sometimes gets in the way. There you go.
As you can see, if you were really looking at the greenhouses on my slides, you can see I got some of them from here. And there is another site that I want to show you. And you can probably notice some stuff that was on my slide. And try and take note of some of the prices if you can. And now, probably wondering why we're back on this slide, but I wanted to show you the prices. So the phase one greenhouses, they're in a price range of about $15 to $60. This is sort of like, and the phase two prices is, and those prices, the phase two prices are ranged from about $60 to $140. And the most expensive, the phase three are priced about $70 to $160. And that's, unfortunately, well, I had prepared a floor planner, but we are unable to access this. And in case of a situation like this, I took screenshots. So you can see these would be like, the room isn't the greenhouse. These are, like, these would be like phase one. And it would progressively get bigger, more sophisticated, more organized. So that. Well, that's basically all I have, and I hope that you enjoyed it, and that I hope you consider my idea.
May I ask all of the presenters to please stand up one more time, and if you would, in a very loud voice, tell us all your names one more time.
Danny.
I'm Layla.
Oh, I'm Julia.
I'm Luke.
Wonderful. Excellent presentation. Enjoy hearing about your exhibitions. Annie, you used a word that I thought of immediately when everyone was presenting, and that was sophisticated.
Yeah, I put tiny question marks around it in my speaker notes because I didn't know if it was the right word to say.
But all of your presentations were very sophisticated. We learned something. They were entertaining, and we thank you for sharing them. Board, does anyone have any questions for our presenters?
And next year, Annie, when you get to Dover Intermediate, have you visited Dover?
Yeah.
Have you seen the, I think they still call it the vivarium, or the
oh, by the library?
Yep.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, with all the plants. I never did find out why they called it a vivarium. It's different from a terrarium or whatever. But I think you should be on the committee that takes care of those plants in there, because you're on your way, girl.
I chose this topic because, we were choosing, our action was about something we were passionate about, and I'm very passionate about the environment. I just love nature, so.
I have always wanted to have my own greenhouse in my backyard, and it hasn't happened yet, but I haven't given up my dream, so.
So, Annie, I think also you might be interested in the next presentation that's going to happen as well, because it has to do with being a green person as well. So maybe you might want to watch this one too.
So can I just ask a question? And really, Annie, you made me think of a question really to ask our administration, and that is, what are the chances of us getting some greenhouses in the new elementary school?
Not sure of that yet. That's tough. We have, one of the things, we know we're going to have those areas, but we haven't planned those areas.
Okay.
So I wouldn't want to say we're going to put this here without talking to the staff and seeing what we're going to get.
Okay.
And researching if other schools have used them and if it's been successful.
Right. Yeah. So that might be something, as you're doing that, planning for that, maybe we need to have Annie come and present to the teachers when they're planning. So that's a good idea. So thank you, Annie. I know you worked real hard. And Layla, Luke, and Julia, thank you as well for giving us a snapshot. A lot of times we hear about what's going on in the schools and we get in to some of the buildings, but to really see your presentation, and you showed us that great behind the scenes to shot of what's going on when you are actually working on your exhibition is really neat. And when I've been in the classrooms and other volunteers have been in there, there's really a lot of high power research going on. Kids are really creating, and that's what we need you to do. Thank you.
Well, the thing that came out is it seemed like you guys really enjoyed doing it. You had fun doing it? Luke's not so sure about it. I hope you had fun.
It looks like you had fun. Yeah. And Luke, you mentioned something. I believe it was Luke and the other students mentioned it as well, that you have a wonderful teacher. She does an excellent job, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thanks to her. Anything else the board would like to comment on?